I value physical exercise. I like to walk. I like to keep my body in shape. It gets harder and harder to do as I get older, but I do value physical conditioning. But there's something that's much more valuable to me. It's the spiritual conditioning, the spiritual disciplines. It is the exercise of godliness. Day by day by day, in the power of the Holy Spirit that makes me strong in the Lord, that makes me fit. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. If you put the brothers in remembrance of these doctrines, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. You see, Paul told Timothy that exercise was good, to keep your body fit was a good thing, and it profited you somewhat. But being exercised in godliness, to discipline yourself in godly behavior, in disciplining yourself in the Word of God, and in knowledge and in the truth of Jesus Christ, striving always to do what is good, training yourself and coming under the training of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the most profitable thing you can do in your life. And Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. Bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would make me strong in the Spirit. Make me a strong Christian, having sound doctrine. That is my belief, being right, and being strong in resisting temptation, and being powerful in your word, in the word of God. Teach me, O Lord, your way, and lead me in your path of godliness, because I trust in the living God, who's the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. In Jesus' name, amen.